The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurants of Chicago, is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrum.com. 312-332-5999. Purely Meats, where you can buy meat that can't be beat. www.purelymeat.com. And the good folks at Wheels of Chicago, where they're waiting to buy your unused auto. Call Al, 773-203-0396. Move it, and he'll take care of it. And it's another Sunday.
Cloudy.
It's a bearless Sunday. This is...
Really?
So we can bear this day really, really well. It's weather's changed. We had those few nice days last week. Got a couple of nice days in between. Enough good weather so we were able to go to Lightscape at the Botanic Gardens.
Isn't it better when it's cold and snowy?
Well, I don't know if it is when you're walking about 2.5 miles. I think it's...
Long walk then. Okay.
Yeah, welcome to Around the Town Chicago. I'm Al Breslov, along with Frank Metcha. Phone number here, because we might have a few things, opportunities. 773-763-9278. For those of you computer nuts, it's www.wcpt820.com, where you can possibly hear us and watch us and know what's going on. We're going to have a guest on early today. We're not going to wait till the second half because the young lady that's joining us is involved in a show that goes on at 3 o'clock.
There's a show going on at 3?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's the wonderful thing. I actually watched it the other night. Now, it's been a lot of years. I think this is the 19th year of It's a Wonderful Life, and yes, I think I have seen it 19 years, and I have been in it a great number of them. So we're going to be calling Wendy and talking with her. I got to tell you, I was a little kind of, how do you take a show that's a radio show? First of all, it was a movie. It's a Wonderful Life. It's a fantastic movie that was then made into this radio presentation, and you know, they've been doing it for 19 years, and it's always been a delight for American Blues the way they've done it as a radio show. So it's 1940s, you're sitting in a studio, and you're part of it. And how do you do that without having a building? How do you do that on Zoom? They did it. They actually did it in a way that I was very, very impressed with. I thought that Wendy, who's the artistic director and the director and has been in the show over the years, put it all together. I would say, I think it used to be, normally it's about 90, 95 minutes. I think it was about 86 minutes, give or take. But they did even the reading of little grams that they do. Usually they'll ask the audience to fill out little grams.
Yeah.
I don't think they had people do them. I'll find out.
Well, I think because I remember they used to have ads and stuff that you.
Yeah,
can
well,
do.
They do that. They have some commercials, and Mike Mahler is still the piano man. You know, he sits there and does that, and they're still singing and everything. Not so much with the sing along Christmas type thing that we've done. So we're gonna. Is Wendy? Is it warm? Is it ready? Can I? All right. So we're gonna pop on the line with Wendy, Gwendolyn Whiteside.
Hello.
I love you. How are you?
I love you.
And you know Frank. You remember Frank from the TV show.
So we've met before, yes.
So you guys are making it a real WCPT day because I heard on the drive down today, I heard Dara talking with our friends on Out Chicago. So she was on today on the station too. So you guys are going to be, you didn't do anything with the auto guy. You didn't have any selling any cars in your...
We should get the Foley.
Yeah, we got
on with him.
Yeah, we just got to get Mike to write a song. Mike will write a jingle. Okay, so I know you have a show to do today at 3, and I got to tell you, I was really, 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 really impressed with how it pulled off and how it worked, you know, in this technology move that we're in. A lot of work.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah. As long as they work.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the question I had. Now, when I got on and I saw all the squares and everybody's names were on there, it was kind of neat to know who was on. Like Carol Moore was, you know, some of the other critics were, you know, reviewers were on. And right. What was kind of neat is that when they read the grams, because normally you have people in the audience filling out little cards and then periodically you have, you know, the cast members read them off. You mm-hmm. did that, but did anybody really do that, or how did that work?
Yeah, so we do, when a person purchases their ticket, they are prompted to go to our website and fill out a form. Also, then when they get a follow-up of like, hey, you've purchased a ticket. Here's all the information you need to know to plan your visit. They also get an opportunity to do an audiogram. Now, there's a lot of people who are watching this from the first time who haven't been to the in-person show. We're getting a lot of people who are out of state and they know, oh, I've heard about this forever, but I've never been able to see it. And so I don't think they quite understand what the audiograms are. But we do have some people filling out. And of course we have our cast and crew, writing audiograms, to people that we see on the patron list.
Right, and I know you did one for me. I did hear the one for me.
We did.
I heard the Candyman Santa Claus, so I knew that was who that was for.
You just can't be fit. Yeah, you can't be healthy, you can't be fit. The last time that we had you on as Santa, you looked like it was, you know, Santa at the gym. We were like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I have padding. You know that I have padding.
You have to.
So, this production is for those of you who don't know, and if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to see it. Even if you think, well, the movie was great, I love Jimmy Stewart, and you know that all. This is just so sensational to watch because you do feel brought into it. You, even though you know that the actors are playing more than one role, and they are, some of them are playing several. It's you know who they are. You feel like, you know, John Moreland, who has been, he's a bad guy, and he's a good guy. He's both. He's every, in fact, in real life, I think he's that way. Now
he's all good in real life. He's the sweetest.
He is the original, right? He's been doing this all 19 years?
Right. Yeah,
that's
been around.
Right. 19 years. That is right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't imagine those. It's funny because if I do see the movie, I keep thinking that the original actors in the film, I'm like, they're not doing it right because they don't have the same cadence.
Jimmy Stewart needs to take lessons.
No, this is John Moreland's part is not Jimmy Stewart's part. Yeah, Brandon does a great job with that.
Barrymore needs to learn.
Right. He almost got it.
Yeah, but who was it? The original Potter was what, John Barrymore?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Barrymore. No, it's Lionel.
Lionel Barrymore.
Barrymore. You got to have that. That's it. You know, that, yeah, that's a little nasally and the whole thing. So this show, for those of who don't know, this show has been around for 19 years and has been in several different theaters, and now it's in your own home. So I love the fact that you were able to put this together so that people, we don't lose a tradition that is so important to Chicago and theater.
Yeah. It was the actors, when we knew things were getting canceled, I remember we were talking about it back in April and May, and we said, what do we think? And we all, you know, were hoping that theater would be back by this fall and this winter. And so we said, we're going to do it live. Let's, you know, hope for the best. And then as the month progressed, we knew it wasn't going to happen. There was no way to do it safely. So then we pivoted and said, okay, well, how can we do it live if it's not in person, still to give that intimacy and to make the audience feel that it was as live as possible. And that's when we decided to do it via Zoom. And, you know, we weren't sure how to do it. There were many, many videos that I watched from Zoom of sort of like, here's how to turn a camera on and off. There was a lot of learning involved of how to use the technology. And the actors were completely game and tried everything we threw at them and just really great sports.
Right. The only thing that I noticed, and I may have missed something, and I did. Sean Goody is your Foley man. A lot of people, young people especially, don't know about a Foley and what the Foley does. But in the old days of radio, the sound effects were done by a man or a woman. I think back then it was pretty much all men who would literally create the sound if it was stairs. You know, somebody shoes would be walking on a couple of pieces of wood like they were walking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking glass would be actually breaking a piece of glass, mm-hmm. and you could hear the sound of that happening, and it does happen in this. And the one thing I thought is that, you know, in all the years of watching the show, I've watched how people kind of focus in on Sean and watch what he's going to do next and all that.
Yeah.
And I tried to, and maybe I missed it, but I didn't see his box open all the time.
It was not open all the time, and that's a really great point. So what we can do in the live in person is we can make sure that we set the lights, which we do, and the mic levels, which we do. So in the live person, it just seamlessly appears, and so your eyes can wander back and forth from the actors who are at the mic and then back to him and then maybe over to Mike Mahler, who's doing the underscoring. But on this, we had to put both Mike and Sean off, take their squares out, because there's no way to sort of do any modulation of the sound or the video. There was no way to sort of tamp it down. So it was pulling focus. So when you're actually watching the show, we were able to figure out a way that they still could be making the sounds simultaneously with the action with the actors, which is so hard to do. And, you know, that's one of the things we knock on wood that we sort of figured out how to circumnavigate that from Zoom, because normally only one Zoom square at a time gets to have sound. But that's why he's not on more. It was because it was pulling too much focus.
Yeah, I just thought it would be kind of neat for especially for young people. Like, I know my grandson, who's very theatrical and likes this kind of stuff, to be able to see that, because it's something that maybe one day, who knows, the Foley's might come back. Other than this play.
Exactly.
Well, now, so now this is done on Zoom. Now, is this being done
Each person is home. The only one that's home, that isn't home alone is Michael Mahler and Dara Cameron.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
And their son goes down to the basement. Okay, kid.
So what you do, decorate? Everybody has to decorate one room in their house for this, so that it has
kind of all have like a red. They have a Christmassy feeling. They do. And Michael even has the on air sign behind him.
Okay.
So we our scenic designer and props and lighting designer and costumes, we all work together to talk about the elements of our live in-person show that we really love, the richness of velvet or the color schemes to get that really warm color. And then we put together of what can we do to create that same feeling in everyone's home so it all looks unified and that the actors can put it up themselves. Because typically, you know, when you're seeing a set and you're seeing lights, that was put up by a technical director and carpenters and a master electrician.
Yeah.
And with this, the actors had to build it themselves. So we've made a really cute instruction video of how to put it together and put all of their stuff into a big plastic bin for them to sort of unpack. And even Ian is supposed to be traveling. I'm not sure that this is going to happen or not, but if he does travel to his in-laws for the holidays, we're shipping his set to him to California. And then in his in-laws' house, he's got to build it again.
Because we were talking about that for Santa Claus, how we're going to make his look good. And we came up with some good ideas.
Yeah, we're going to figure out for me to come on with as Santa Claus. We're going to do
we got a set coming up, and we actually talked about it this week and actually put things together and got all stuff. So we're going to take stuff from the studio, Comcast studio, and just bring everything to Al's house and set up a little corner. So Santa Claus is going to look like North Pole when we're done.
I'm going to make it very cold. Oh, it's going to be so cold.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. You know, are we going to do the sing-alongs too when we do this? Because I know there's some singing in this. We're not going to be able to do as much, or?
No, I don't think we're going to be able to do a sing-along, but we're going to do, Mike is going to do a little interview with you.
Okay.
And ask you how you and Mrs. Claus have been handling social distancing from the elves, and ask if all the reindeer are doing okay. It'll be a really sweet interview about how you and all the inhabitants of North Pole are getting along.
Okay, I'm ready. I can play with that.
Is Jane going to get dressed up?
I don't know if we're going to get Jane dressed up. We'll see. That would be a miracle.
That would be a miracle at 34th Street.
Mrs. Get away from me, Elf. I've had enough of you. So you have today is a 3 o'clock show. Right?
Yeah.
And now during the show, you who are, you're the artistic director, you directed it. Yep. Are you pushing buttons? Are you turning people off?
I am. So right now, I have my Zoom on and it's on mute right now, so you can't hear it. But all of the actors are being checked in during this interview and they're all going on sound check. And checking their lighting, making sure that their Wi-Fi connectivity is good, and our stage manager is communicating back and forth with them, and then I'm renaming them and giving them co-host access. And at 2:45, we open to all the patrons. The doors open.
The doors. Or in the computer talk, there could be the windows open.
Very clever. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a way to do Zoom on the TV screen instead of watching it on the computer screen. And I know there's a way to do it.
Yeah, it's if you have a smart TV.
No, mine is still stupid.
Phone. Yeah, yeah. Frank's at the bottom of the class.
I'm hoping for Christmas Santa Claus gets me a smart TV.
There is a way. There were a couple of people from last night who were trying to do that so they could watch it on the big screen as opposed to an iPad.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to watch it on the big screen. And somebody said I can do it if there's a cable I can hook to my
laptop to the
TV, so yeah. I should be able to get it that way. So I'm going to work on it because I really want to watch it. I think it'll be fun to watch it with the family, you know, in front of the TV set with the Christmas tree and all that. You know, make it the way it should be, like it was at your theater.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I'll be giving you a tip, though. Here's a tip. Make sure that your keyboard is nearby for the first, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes, because there is some interactive fun that you can have and a chance to win prizes. But it's all about chat, typing into the chat in order to play.
Right. So. I know how to chat. I did the chat. I was chatting.
You did.
Yeah, I was very surprised it worked.
Oh, so.
Technological. I've become a techie.
I can't believe it. Al's more tech savvy than I am.
You know, it's just something that comes with age.
So. But I can't wait to watch this. I want to see what you've done. And, you know, this is one of my favorite holiday shows, you know, so it's just sad that we're doing it this way, but I think it's going to be fun and exciting this time.
Right. So I'm going to ask you to do something, Wendy. I want you to stay on the line when we get off, right before you go to work. I want you to give Devin your home address, because I want to send you a gift card to go to one of the restaurants when they finally open, or one that has a carry-on.
Oh, my gosh.
I want you to enjoy something. I want you to try something new. So we're going to you're going to give them your information, and we're going to send that to you, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
All right. I think I hear somebody going, places.
Places.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for
thanks
being.
A lot.
We enjoy being with you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey. I know it's going to be a little different than normal, but we're going to Zoom Thanksgiving. So we're going to Zoom. Golly, golly, golly. Zoom. Golly, golly, golly. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Have a good one, Gwen.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's such a classic, and I'm glad you're doing something. I mean, because they could have just done a taped thing. So this is so much nice being live each time. So
right.
And
beauty is that they can do. I didn't realize that people could, when they sign up, because I didn't sign up like that you can do those little notes. and you can say something to somebody who else that you maybe know somebody else is going to be watching. So if somebody else is tuning in from somewhere, a different area, and you can send them a little note saying, you know, I miss you. We can't be with you. We're doing it on Zoom, though. We're enjoying theater together on Zoom. And that's, there are so many of these theater companies that are trying, that are doing things to make our lives at least more entertaining than getting up in the morning and making an appointment to walk into the kitchen for a cup of coffee and then deciding which pajamas you're going to switch to when the day is over. If you don't go out of the house, yeah. You know, we're on lockdown now, and I can't bowl on Sundays. So I came, you know, no bowling.
So that's a good thing that I didn't retire, because I have no idea what this is, just staying home in my pajamas yet.
Yeah. It is. It's retirement. I'm almost retired that I don't want to be retired, and I miss going out and running here and running there and doing that, and hopefully this thing will be over soon and we will go back to normal life.
I mean, it's just amazing how long you've gone. I mean, this, I don't think, when was the last time in your life you went this long with no theater?
A long,
this has to be, we're talking decades.
Centuries, just a little too much, right? I may be a little bit older than you. And here I was telling everybody that I think of you as my kid brother. All right, before we take a break, I do want to let people know that Chicago Shakespeare Theater is doing something that I think is really great, if, you know, especially now with kids not going to school, doing all the other stuff. Peter Pan, a musical adventure, which is about an 80-minute show. They are going to put a performance recording. It's going to be online, though, and it's going to be no charge. Okay? Oh. It is free. It is on demand starting December 19th. I will go to ChicagoShakes.com. You can find that it's 80 minutes long. It's a delightful, delightful musical production. We saw it a couple years ago, and they've taken and remastered it and redone it. I'm looking forward to having my grandkids sit down and watch it with us. And it's just a delightful, delightful musical. It's not the movie. You know, remember, it's not the movie. It's a play version of it. Also, Looking Glass Theater is doing something coming up. This is for Thanksgiving, which is coming up.
Yep.
They are doing, with WBEZ Chicago, they're doing an audio play of Her Honor, Jane Byrne.
Ah.
Okay, that was something. It's going to be on Thanksgiving Day at 11 and on Saturday, November 28th at 2. So it's tied in. It's on air on the WBEZ 91.5 FM and WBEZ.org on Thanksgiving Day and also on Saturday.
That's going to be a wonderful thing to see, because, you know, she was the first female mayor, and she did a lot for the city of Chicago.
And she did it a lot.
We have to be thankful for a lot of the things that still go on to this day.
Part of, I think, is at Navy Pier.
Yep.
Is because of her.
Because of her. Taste of Chicago. All that's all part of her.
There was stuff that nobody thought was going to be worth anything, and they've all been on. Right now, Navy Pier, of course, is sitting kind of still, except for the one place.
It was the number one attraction for years, for the state.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Around the Town Chicago, 773-763-9278. We'll answer any questions you might have. Want to buy a watch? For years, people have been hearing this phrase in every big city. In Chicago, when you hear, "want to buy a watch," it's a little different. It's Howard Frum. And whether you are buying or selling, you will get the real thing. Mueller, Cartier, Patek Philippe, Breitling, and many more. Of greatest importance, hundreds of Rolex watches to choose from. In fact, over 450 in stock. Truly vintage and classics as well. For over 50 years, the trusted and most respected name in quality watches is Howard Frum, located at 5 South Wabash in the Jewelers Center on the 8th floor. Check out www.howardfrum.com or call him at 312-332-5999. Howard has been my guy for over 40 years. Make him your guy as well. Mention Around the Town, get a free gift. They also do repairs and restorations. Yes, make Howard your guy. Tired of your old car? No longer need a car? Well, run ads and wait around for strangers to come by, test drive, and then haggle. Wheels of Chicago, a trusted name in used auto since 1984, needs your car now. Call Al, 773-203-0396. Make an appointment. Bring your title. Wheels of Chicago is located at 6229 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Better yet, call Al, 773-203-0396. He'll come to you. And we are back. Listen to a little music.
Customs and beliefs, and let everyone be. Well, we try and we try just to understand. It's not that hard to do. Let's take a break and learn about the things they do.
This is something unusual. We do theater, we do restaurants, we talk to people in clubs. One of the guys that I bowl with, who also happens to be a friend and who is my CPA, has always been musically inclined. Marty, his name is Marty Singer, so his name is perfect for being in the musical business. Marty's gotten into where he plays the piano and he does a lot of musical things. When his kids were young at the school, they asked him to do some holiday parodies because he's likes doing that kind of thing. And what they said is they wanted something that he could do that would be about diversity during Christmas, being Jewish, of course, and maybe the school wasn't, you know, scheduled it. Most of the schools today, I think, have both. Right. And they even do Kwanzaa and all the other things. I don't think back then, I think Christmas was Christmas, and anybody else beware. It was pretty much how it worked.
There weren't too many Jewish songs.
Right. Well, there always were. They were in Hebrew. So, a lot of people just didn't understand that. So in today's world, right now, today, the topic is still important. Diversity is important. Here's something that Marty has been sitting with, and he's had these things, and he's taken some of the songs of yesterday, and he's put in all these different lyrics, and yet he couldn't do anything with them. He just had them sitting in a box. So they're sitting in a box doing nothing. Well, you remember Nancy Hayes, our good friend Nancy. Mm-hmm. Nancy, who we had on the show a couple times, and she was doing this wonderful her concert that she does as Judy Garland in London. She was doing that show when this
closed early.
And she had to close her show early. So Nancy's sitting around not doing a lot. I said, Nancy, I got something for you. So she said, fine. And she did record this. That's her voice, wonderful voice. And there are some others. So there's one that's a real strong Hanukkah song that in 2 weeks we're going to be having somebody on who's going to be talking about Hanukkah food.
Oh.
So we're going to play that song in 2 weeks. So, Marty, you'll have another song that'll be listened to by everybody. In the meantime, if you're looking for things to get for people for holidays and you don't know where to get certain things, or maybe somebody you just want to send some music or whatever, Nancy has some wonderful, wonderful stuff. And you can go to her website and find all of her holiday stuff. So she's there. She's got, and you can actually watch stuff. You can listen to stuff. Everything that you can get. DanceWithNancy.com. And there's stuff that's for 99 cents. There's things that are $2.99. You can buy all kinds of things. So go to Heifer, if you want to look. Nancy Hayes, N-A-N-C-Y-H-A-Y-S.com. take a look at some of the things she's done with her family, by herself. She's really got some amazing music, and what a voice. Anybody who's heard her before knows that she's Broadway type, but she can do just about anything that has to be done. So thank you for doing these, Nancy. You guys did a great job. I loved your voice, and I'm sure Marty is as happy as can be, and I will talk to him again about this. So, what else is happening? What are you doing for Turkey Day? Are you doing it online, or are you?
We're going to Perry Steakhouse.
All right,
and
they're going to have turkey, right?
Oh yes, they're doing the turkey and all the trimmings, and it's all done outside with heaters and everything else. And you know what? I thought this is going to be something. Get out of the house, do something. Plus, I'm on call, so I can't see myself cooking. So.
Right, I can't either. And the big thing is, this is not outside. The one thing about Schaumburg's location.
Yeah, Schaumburg's.
They have a patio that they built that seems like it was constructed just for a pandemic.
And it must have been, because they must have started construction probably February or March of this year.
Yeah, I think they might have been going one way and they changed direction and got permits changed real quick. But you literally on each side of this big, beautiful patio type of thing, they have a roof, they have walls, they have fireplaces. The walls can be opened, so depending on the winds, but there's fireplaces and heaters above. And when we were there doing the restaurant review when they first opened,
Not tell that you were outside. It was so comfortable.
Yeah,
and
it
nice.
Was like it was like perfect. So I don't know if they're still taking any reservations, but Perry's is in Schaumburg. I don't think they have this in Oak Brook.
I don't know if they have it in Oak Brook, but give them a call. You know what? Because we did it online, made the reservation, then called to confirm, and so that was done. So they have the times that, and they have only a few times left. So because you just can't pick whatever time you want, they're down to the wire.
Well, yeah, this is they take a lot of the places that have food that you can pre-order. I think it all ended Friday because it's this Thursday. So I don't know how hectic it can get in the last minute. I don't know if there's a 7-Eleven type of thing where you can run out at the last second. Oh, I need a turkey and some stuffing. And
actually, I think Mariano's and Jewel have it all frozen. And one set price, you can buy it. It's all pre-made in a factory. But most of the other places are doing everything fresh.
Okay, here we got it. Great.
Hold on, some things that are happening. This is something I did not know about, but I'm sure you did. Did you ever hear of Jack's Winter Village? It's on Elston Avenue in Goose Island. It's a Christmas tree farm / now they're putting up this ice rink, and they're doing go-karts, but they're made out of tubes. That you do ice skate.
I have not heard about that one at all. That's got to be brand new.
It must be brand new to us because they had it in other states, but it's here, and it sounds absolutely amazing. It's all outside. You're on an inner tube that has an electric motor hooked up, so it goes around the ice skating rink, and you can. It's like bumper cars.
Yeah, but how do they social distance?
I think the tubes are. If you see the pictures of the tube, they're pretty big.
Yeah, they have to be. You're going to be 3 feet on each side of you to get to make sure if you hit the other guy and you don't bounce them off. Okay, so that's interesting. So we went to. I want to let people know Lightscape. Which is at the Chicago Botanic Gardens, is sold out. There are no tickets available, and you cannot just drive there. So what they're suggesting, next year, go someplace else. No, they're saying you get on their mailing list now because it gets busy. Even last year when there was no COVID, it was busy. So you want to make sure that you get on their list.
And see, we told people 3 weeks ago.
Yep. And the other one, I want to let people know, Illumination, which is a Morton Arboretum, they are still selling some tickets. But they have, because of COVID, there is no more food. The way it was set up before, when you got there, they would give you a package of goodies while you drive. That's a drive-through, so you're not leaving the car. So that one, they do have some seats, car spaces, I guess is how you'd say it, available. But they do not have any concessions.
You bring your own.
It's a BYO.
See, they could have done the s'mores in your car. You bring a little propane.
and there's a car exploding over on aisle two.
That would have been fun.
Clean up on aisle five.
Remember that airlines 20 years ago where somebody brought in hibachi onto a plane?
And no.
It wasn't in the United States.
It wasn't here. I would not think so. All right. So I want to give one. I'm going to give a question. People were paying attention. And my website, again, aroundthetownchicago.com. We were talking with Wendy, I should say. Her name is Gwendolyn. Wendy is how we used to calling her. We were talking about the show that is now a classic in Chicago, and we mentioned an actor who has been doing it for 19 years. If you can call 773-763-9278, give me that actor's name, and we'll send you out for a dinner. Now, some of the restaurants are not where you can go in and sit right now, but you can call ahead, or you can order and carry out or have delivery.
Okay? No worry.
All right, Frank will deliver it to you. When he's not on call, I'm sure he'll be able to do it.
I'll be glad to.
All right, we do want to remind people that New Faces of 1987 is still available. That's Porchlight's production, closing soon. I want to talk about something that's coming up. For people who like comedy, I think it's called The Ladies of Laughter. Mark Klaber, who does a lot of these comedy shows, is going to be doing that one. So I'm going to try to find the information. I know I have some of it with me, and I've got papers all over the place.
But we should tell people, start getting your tickets now, especially for Zoo Lights and all these others.
They're all going to sell out. Yeah, people during what we're going through now, this is a time when nobody wants to just sit around the house. People are looking for things to do. What can I do? How can I get out of the house? How can I get some fresh air? How can I do this? How can I do that? So if you are going to try to get into some of these things, don't wait. Don't say, well, I don't know what it's going to be. Make the arrangements and figure out a way to do it, because you're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a good time. You're going to
The tree is up in Millennium Park, so, you know, they didn't have a tree lighting ceremony because they wanted to do social distancing, but it is up, so you can go to Millennium Park and watch that.
Yeah, there is no parade for Thanksgiving.
There's no Thanksgiving parade. Mickey Mouse is going to be stuck, you know. Hopefully he's still down in Florida. There's things to do. I mean, get out there. Is Macy's going to do their windows or not? I don't know.
I think they have done the windows. I think the Macy's has done their windows. I haven't been downtown.
I have no reason to be downtown.
So if there's no reason to be downtown, why would I go down there? So somebody, if you've seen the windows, call in at 773-763-9278. Tell us more. If anybody knows anything about decorations, things that are happening, windows at Macy's, call in. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure you get something for your effort.
Now, here's a question for you. Is this the last week of the Magic Parlor?
This is not the last week. This is the Thanksgiving. And he'll be doing holidays. He's going to be doing new things. We will announce more things as time goes on. I did put up on the website all the holiday things that I knew of, and I added a couple of things that I wasn't aware of.
She's
doing it, but she's doing a show.
Oh, that's good. Because nuns still need money.
And what's really neat about it is that they're doing this show, and I know I had some paperwork on it, but what they're doing is that part of the proceeds are going to nuns.
Yeah, they've been doing this for, 20 years now? Because I remember taking my mom to this back in the early 2000s, and they used to have a basket at the end that you would throw money in, but they're supporting a couple convents because, you know, most nuns are in their 80s. There aren't too many young ones left. And so they sponsored a couple convents, and they were in the money was helping them, because nuns, for some reason, the church never got them health insurance.
They didn't do a retirement fund?
They didn't do retirement funds, you know, so.
But didn't they know they were going to retire?
Isn't it amazing? They had them for the priests, but they didn't do it for the nuns.
That seems like very chauvinistic.
It was very.
I would say that's about as chauvinistic as you can get.
So they were sponsoring a couple nuns, so it was always a good thing, and it was always a funny show, no matter what, and you had all types of people going to that.
Yeah, so this is it's Christmas. It's called Christmas Bingo, and it is raising funds for the nuns. It's called Christmas Bingo. It's a ho-ho holy night, and it's probably it's a fundraiser for the nuns. Tickets are only $20.
Yeah.
And you can go to ticketleap.com. I didn't know there was such a thing as ticketleap.com.
Some must be something new.
So this starts November 27th, and it goes through December 27th. So it's something that people can. It's a couple of matinee options. So if you go to my, if you go to the website, it's all on there under the holiday stuff. There's a under stories or under news, articles or news, and you'll find something on that, and it'll give you the information and actually the link, and there's a picture or two. It's a fun thing to do. We need laughter. We need something to break away from. What pajamas am I wearing today? And what pajamas did I wear yesterday? And where am I going? And what am I eating? And do we have any food in the house? Are we out of toilet paper? I mean, all these things.
No, I haven't gone that far yet. I'm trying to clean out the freezer because I did overstock. But I still keep ordering. I ended up going through your famous nice little meat place.
Yeah. And they're doing a unbelievable business. I said to them, they have chicken as well. They have poultry. Oh. I was hoping they had some turkey, but they said, let the turkey farmers take care of the turkey. This is fine. But they did add poultry. They have some pretty good looking poultry.
So that would be fun. So
We're going to still barbecue and all the other stuff. So
Is Jane cooking a turkey or are you ordering?
No.
Jane doesn't cook.
No. Jane cooks. Jane's doing side dishes. We're going to Julia Mike's. We're going to be with the family. So we're going to enjoy that. We're doing some parts of it. And then all the other parts of the family are going to be Zoomed.
Okay, very good.
So we're all going to eat at the same time. And let's get Pat on the line. Oh. Okay. Pat, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I enjoy your show so much.
I'm glad you do. We enjoy having you enjoy our show. So, works both ways.
I try to listen to it every Sunday when I'm home.
Oh, very good. Our one and great customer.
And there we go. So, what can we do for you?
I know who the actor is in It's a Wonderful Life.
You do?
Oh. Yeah, I've seen it. So, John Moreland.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, I've seen the play so many times. It's wonderful.
Try to see it online. It's really, the way they did it was very, very cool. So if you have an opportunity, if you're going to see it again, this is a good time to do it because everybody's running out of things to watch on Netflix. So this is a way to do it. So do me a favor, stay on the line.
Sure, thank
you. And Devin will take your information and we will send you out to get yourself some food, okay? On us.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Stay safe.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay. Stay safe out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. See, and he's been around for such a long time.
It's almost like he walked in and they said, let's do this play because we have him. Mm-hmm. Work around that. Find all the other cast members. He's just as perfect as Clarence. He plays the would-be angel, mm-hmm. and he plays the meanest guy in town. So and he doesn't change clothes. He doesn't do anything. It's a radio show, but his voice, and that was the beauty of radio. There were people in radio, and I'm going back in time, but when I was going to school at Goodman Theater, I was hired by a company called Pico Puppets. I don't know if these ladies are still around, but they did marionette shows. And I went out on a cold, rotten night. I was there to do two voices. One was Santa Claus, and one was another character. And nobody else showed up except for this one woman. So she did all the women, and I did all the male parts, mm-hmm. like 16 of them, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I did all these different voices and had to remember which one. And years later, my twin granddaughters were in school, and they showed the Pico Puppet Show, and they came home and called me and said, "We just heard your voice." All these puppets had your voice. And I said, "Yeah, that was the Pico Puppet Show." So John is able to do that. With his voice, mm-hmm. he is able to go from the kind, nice angel to be, to the nastiest guy who's out to kill everybody and take the town
over. Wonder which one's his real voice.
Well, we wonder which one is a real personality. That's really what it boils down.
But it's amazing how you can do so many personalities, 16 in one show.
Some were like elves and stuff. So talking like that kind of stuff. So I just had to remember which one was which. So I had to take the piece of paper and put little dots, one dot, two dots, three. So when it came time for the other, which person to talk, I'd know which voice to use.
Ah, very clever.
So you have to, well, that's what you have to do. You got to be creative.
But there were a lot of people who, you know, had great radio voices, but they couldn't make it on TV because their faces weren't the greatest.
Well, there were people in show business when they were silent movies that were fantastic, and once their voices came out, they went to talkies. They couldn't talk.
Yeah. Well, there was a movie that was made about that once.
I think there were several of them. There were several of them done. So what else? See, Peter Pan, I talked about. Oh, Christmas Carol is going to be available.
At the Goodman.
Yeah, at the Goodman. And it's going to be available at Writers. These are not at the theater. These are on their website. So, again, if you go to AroundTheTownChicago.com, you will find all the holiday shows. I do have links to them where I can, and I'll keep adding as the holidays get closer and closer, of course. There's going to be a few more things. One, I think I put it up there, and I'll have more information on it next week. But Looking Glass Theater is going to do The Steadfast Tin Soldier,
which is a
delightful,
classic.
Delightful experience. It is. I don't know how it's going to work. Should work on streaming it. I know that being in the theater, it was lovely. It was just caught my, you know, you got
and
into
I
it.
The first time I ever saw it was last year, so that was my first time.
Yeah.
And my cousins came in from California and took them and my other cousin, who's only at the time is only 11 years old. She loved it. So
yeah, it's ageless. I mean, it doesn't matter how old or young or. You are. It's something to see. Anybody see the windows down on State Street? Has anybody been on State Street?
Let us know.
Call in 773-763-9278. It used to be a thing when I was a kid. I know everybody went down to see. But it wasn't just Marshall Field back then at Macy's. But it wasn't just Marshall Field. It was the whole street.
The whole street. Everybody. Carson's had their section.
No, you know. Carson's. You remember Carson's?
Yes. Do you know that's a landmark? Is that that wrought iron gate of theirs, you know.
Yeah, that building was an amazing building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that building is owned by the Chicago Public Library.
Really?
The land.
The land?
And I don't know who owns the building, but I think the land. Back there was a whole thing years and years ago, well, actually a century ago, where they had what they called land lease. So you could build a building, but you never owned the land that it was on.
I was surprised that a lot of Michigan Avenue, a lot of places, is owned by the Archdiocese of Chicago. They purchased that land in the 1800s, and they leased it out. You know?
And that same thing. They did what they called land lease. I don't know if it's still done. It's kind of a neat thing that because you can build for a lot less if you don't have to buy the land.
Because out in your area, you have Techney, which is
the town of Techney, right by Northbrook.
And that is owned by the Techney Seminary, and they, all that land, they leased it out to build all those gorgeous homes.
Oh, really? I thought they sold that land.
No, it's a 100-year lease.
Really?
Or 99-year lease.
So what happens at the end of 99 years?
I don't know, because you don't own the home. You basically, well, who's going to live in their home 99 years?
No, but how do you sell it to the next person? Eventually, it's going to be somebody's going to say,
I'm sure it must have a renewable thing to it, just like all these land deals that we're in Chicago, you know, they must have a renewable part. But, yeah, Techneys kept the land, and they found that it was money in leasing it.
Huh, crazy. So, it's a crazy thing that we live in.
It keeps their organization afloat. That's probably what it does.
Okay, so for people who are looking for things, again, on Thanksgiving, we have the Bowmakers, Bowmakers. It follows the journey of the Cinderella of the orchestra, the bow. The overworked and overshadowed alley to its more glamorous instrumental partners. It's a film, it's an exploration, and it opens on Thanksgiving Day, November 26th, for 11 days only through December 6th. It is a free virtual question and answer with filmmakers, will take place on Friday, December 4th. This is part of the, let's see, who we go to. Silverman is the one that sent me this information. Let's see if she sent me all the information. I will find out more about this. It is part of a new program for the Philharmonic Orchestra. I will get this up so people can read about it on AroundTheTownChicago.com, because that's coming up. That's going to be this week. So I will make sure that it is up by tomorrow, so everybody who's interested in orchestra and the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra, I guess you can probably go to their website as well. You want to see if you can find that, Frank, while you got the computer going, the Philharmonic?
Yes.
The Illinois Philharmonic.
Yeah. I've learned Bing is not the greatest search engine. You have to. It seems
I think it's Google.
I think you're always forced to go back to Google. So,
Google is the right one to work with. Because Bing gets you the boo, the boo, 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 and it's a Bing Crosby one.
Okay.
All right. Well, Illinois Philharmonic, and it's called Bowmakers.
Okay. This is it. IPOmusic.org, Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra.
All right. Talk to the microphone so people can hear
you. Okay. I'm trying to get into the website. It's a little slow. I don't know what's wrong with the computer here. Okay. And?
Is it IPO.org?
Yeah. It's, IPO.org. So Midwest Premiere available to stream November 26th. The virtual IPO reimagined. Is that the one?
Okay.
Their IPO reimagined 43rd annual season.
All right. So it's IPO.org.
Yes.
Okay. So those of you who are playing instruments that use a bow, this will probably be of great interest to you because you get to learn more about the bow.
I'd never try playing one.
I have not. My older brother was a violinist. My grandkids, Adam played the cello for a while. Now he plays the guitar, which is still strings, but no bow.
Yeah. Said,
I've got no bow to make me play.
But I tried. It just didn't. I just couldn't get it.
I'm not. I tried piano, and I did okay for a little bit. But once I had to put the notes all together, I was a draw. I was okay. Ding, you know, the little hit one note at a time, but not one I went a lot. So it's a little difficult. You're either musically inclined. I can sing, but I can't play an instrument.
You got a great voice. Yeah. The piano, I think my mom forced that on everybody in our family. And, you know, my dad tried to get me to play this thing called the accordion.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Italian people don't play the accordion. I thought it was Polish.
I don't know what would possess them. But after a week, he took that away.
I tell you something. If I had a kid brother that played the drums, and I wish he didn't. I mean, I used to get headaches because it's 11 o'clock at night. He'd just go, bam, 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 because he was into it.
Parents need to think that when you're buying drum sets for your kids, what are you going to do?
Because if they start to play them late at night, you got a real problem. Or early in the morning on a Sunday. If you've been out on a Saturday night, I don't know that you'd want to have that.
I know. One of the doctors, he has two daughters that are still doing Zoom piano lessons.
Yeah, that seems hard. You still have to have a piano in the house or a keyboard.
And they're using a keyboard, and now he's decided, the piano teacher said, it's time for you to get a real piano. So now he's looking at real pianos.
And that's the thing. I guess you can rent them. You don't have to buy them, but I guess you can't rent them. We'll find out more about that.
But he was getting shocked at how much pianos go for.
Oh, I would imagine they're quite expensive. I mean, even a used one, you got to still have somebody tune it and make sure that everything is perfect with it.
I mean, just the tuning. You know, I think the only time my piano gets used is when we start tuning every year. Once a year, the guy comes to tune it, and he actually plays it. And I go, wow, it's getting used.
That may be the only time. Being used. Because I don't know if any of your cats play the piano, right?
No, they love walking up and down the keys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's playing. That's their way of playing the piano. Are they Jellicle cats? Because then you have to worry about it once a year.
I have one that always loves, actually does, you know, meow with the notes. So
really?
It's kind of cute.
So we'll look at that for the year to come.
So what's going on for the week for you now?
I'm going to be changing clothes and going from one room to, and we got Thanksgiving. We have Turkey Day, and I think there might be a show this week. I'm going to try to catch one. Julia's catching one or two.
I was supposed to see one Thursday, but then they canceled it at the last minute with Pride Arts Center. So it's supposed to be next week now. Yeah. So
we'll see what happens.
Let's go. That goes on.
Everybody out there, have yourself a really, really good Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Don't go places you're not supposed to go. Don't forget to put your mask on. Wear the mask. We're all looking at one thing, is getting through this as fast as we can. Local restaurants, give them some business. Keep them open as far as running an operation. You can go pick it up. They have great service. They'll bring it to the car. It's wonderful.
But call them. Don't use Uber Eats and don't use Grubhub.
Don't use any of the ones. Call them direct on deliveries because they pay extra otherwise. All
okay.
right?
See have you a all. Great, have a good we'll Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day!